Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, welcome in to a Friday edition, a Black Friday edition of The Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob Parker, along with TJ Houshmandzadeh, the former, of course, all-pro NFL wide receiver. He's in for Chris Broussard. And what a show we have planned for you today. A lot of football talk, of course, coming off of Thanksgiving football. We'll talk about the Cowboys and more. Also, Tyler Dragon, a USA Today sports reporter who covers the NFL. We'll get to him in the first hour. In the second hour, we'll talk with Adam Kaplan from Sirius XM and, of course, a Fox Sports Radio NFL insider as well. So we'll do that. And, of course, in the final hour of the program, yes, it's a Friday, Lamar Mitchell from the MGM Grand. He's the director of race and sports. We'll talk to him about the trends with gambling for football over the weekend. But it is a funky flashback Friday. And normally we play funky music this time on Fridays. But, of course, it's the Christmas season. So we're going to hear Christmas tunes from here until the end of the year, till New Year's Day. Yeah, I know it is. But yeah, we get into the mood. But first, let me welcome in my partner for today, none other than TJ Houshmandzadeh. What's up, TJ?
Rob, what's going on, my man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How was Thanksgiving with you and the family?
Yeah, Thanksgiving was good. My wife cooks gumbo every Thanksgiving, so ate that yesterday. Ooh. Just had a nice low bowl today, so yeah, can't complain.
Is your wife a good cook?
Yeah, my wife can cook pretty well, man. She does a really good job, no lie.
Yeah,
she does a good job. And you know, we have the traditional collard greens, macaroni and cheese, yam. So we have all of that.
Like, did you have the itis after you ate? Were you like ready to fall asleep somewhere on a couch or a chair?
Nah, because the games were on. Even though it was I didn't really like all the penalties, but the games were on. The Buffalo game, they weren't competitive games outside of Dallas, and the Dallas game was a good game. It was just a flag every other play.
Yeah, there was a lot of flags in that game, definitely. Not good. All right, before we get into that, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. And Bo is our producer today. Iowa Sam is our engineer. And, of course, it's a holiday. That means Steve DeSager is at the anchor desk, because Steve DeSager and I work every single holiday here at Fox Sports Radio. Yes. And I'm not complaining, TJ. I'm just calling it like it is. You know what I'm saying? I don't have that kind of big contract. I got to work for mine. Hey, but the one thing I will say is, for some people today is Black Friday, and I always say, TJ, every Friday is Black Friday for me, so I get it. People out there shopping, buying stuff. Do you go shopping anymore, or are you online, or you don't shop at all?
Nah, I don't shop.
I don't see you as a shopper.
She shops. Honestly, I can't really remember the last thing that I've went to the store, that I've gone out to the store and got anything for myself.
Really?
I can't remember, man. Like, it's been a long time. If I do go shopping, it's for other people. As for myself, I can't recall.
So there's nothing that you wanted, like a watch or a pair of jeans or a sweatsuit? You know what I'm nothing?
Nah, I mean, I feel like I have everything that I need. And then you can buy clothes, and they just sit in the closet with the tags on them, and you never wear them.
No, I'm with you on that. That drives me crazy. But all right, because I've cut down a lot.
You know what I have bought? I bought some suits. I did buy quite a few suits before COVID, and they're just sitting in the closet. Suits have not been worn. COVID, you know, just
right. was derailed everything.
I was ready, you know, getting my suit game ready for FS1, and then when COVID came,
right.
That went out the window.
All went out the window.
Yeah,
I know, crazy.
That was a big waste, yeah.
Yeah, but you never know. It could always bounce back. Let's go to the Dallas Cowboys. And I don't know where you were. People in this country were talking them up. They were 6-1. And look at the Cowboys. And Dak Prescott's an MVP candidate and all that. And you know, it was just over the top. Cowboys, they finally got it together. Going to go to the Super Bowl or make a run to the Super Bowl. They got everything you need. And now, TJ, they've lost 3 of their last 4. And some bad losses, okay? That loss to Denver at home, bad loss. Last week, they went to Kansas City. It ain't a crime to lose to the Chiefs, but if you remember, they scored only 9 points in that game and were never really in it. The Chiefs didn't even, you know, weren't that great. Patrick Mahomes, in fact, had no touchdowns. Can you imagine going to Kansas City, he has no touchdowns, and you lose that game? That was the Dallas Cowboys. And then the Raiders come in, beaten, bloodied, disheveled. I don't know what else to call the Raiders. They were in a mess. And the Raiders come to Dallas and win 36-33 in overtime against the Cowboys. And yes, you're right, flags all over the place. But on both sides, it was not one-sided.
I would say it was one-sided early on, and they tried to make it look fair at the end of the game. That's just my opinion in watching it.
Okay. But in any case, your Dallas Cowboys, and I'm talking to you, TJ, they're stinky right now. And I know they're going to win the NFC East because there aren't any good teams. But where are you now? I don't think they're one of the top 4 best teams in the NFC, and I see them trending the other way. There's some bad signs here.
I'll give them somewhat of a pass. Offensively, they haven't played well, not as well as they were playing early on. But you say
is it the competition or is it injuries?
Amari Cooper didn't play. CeeDee Lamb didn't play. If you go back to the last 2 weeks, they got a lot of man-to-man coverage. The receivers aren't getting open. They're just not getting open. Like, the Raiders strapped them yesterday, and the Chiefs did the week prior. They're just not getting open in man-to-man coverage. And so when Amari Cooper comes back, that will change because he's going to beat man-to-man, and once he beats it enough, they'll get out of that. The thing is, are they a top 4 team? Obviously, you would say no because they're not better than the Rams. They're not better than the Cardinals. They're not better than the Bucks. They're not better than the Packers. That's 4 teams right there. So I would put the Cowboys the next best team in the NFC, which probably would put them at 5th. And so they have to get better. That offensive line that has been a strength to them for years, it's not a strength. The Raiders had pressure. They collapsed that pocket all game long. Defensively, looked like they had turned the corner. They could do nothing with the Raiders. Darren Waller goes out of the game. They could do nothing. DeSean Jackson.
What did Derek Carr throw for 800 yards? What was it? It felt like it.
He threw for over 400. They couldn't stop DeSean Jackson. They couldn't stop Hunter Renfro. They need to figure this out.
And where do you put most of the blame? I mean, we've always had this conversation. Chris Broussard, of course, is a Dak Prescott guy. Oh, he's a lead, and now he's backing off of that, saying he's on his way to being a lead, and he's in the second-tier quarterbacks. He has big numbers. I mean, people were talking about him for MVP, but the biggest numbers come against the also-rans. And then when they play better competition, they're not nearly as good. Or is it Mike McCarthy, who, you know, I'm starting to question really how good of a coach he is. And I know he won the Super Bowl in Green Bay. They probably should have won another one or two while he was there, but that didn't happen. So where else do you put some of this blame? And the other people who make excuses for the Cowboys about injuries, I saw Aaron Rodgers go to the desert in Arizona with his top 3 wide receivers missing, with his defensive coordinator out with COVID, and somehow they beat a 7-0 Arizona Cardinals team. So injuries are a part of the NFL. Sometimes you have to be able to overcome them. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right, but you have to put it in context as well. When the Cardinals lost to the Packers ran the ball extremely well. Cowboys couldn't do that yesterday. They also played great defense. Cowboys played nowhere near great defense. And so you, when you look at it in that perspective, it was just a different team win that the Packers had put on. The Cowboys now
– Right, I get they, that, but I'm just saying, but
better.
It doesn't mean because you're missing your three top receivers, you can't win is my point.
And again, those pass interference calls, I thought three of them, they were pass interference. One of them was very debatable, and it was just – you can call holding on every play. Sometimes they call it, sometimes they don't. Derek Carr is about to run out of the pocket. He hits his helmet hits Micah Parsons' knee. They call roughing the passer. Like, what? He's about to run the ball. And his helmet hits my knee, and that's roughing the passer. Like, just little calls like that. And you, those calls matter because that's 15 yards that you're giving in your opponent when it's really not a penalty. Some accountability needs to happen because I love football. It's giving me everything that I have financially.
Yes.
But when you watch a game and you can kind of tell this year, the officials have been bad, man, like bad. And they're deciding games. They're deciding games. It's not just this game. You can go to a game every week where you say, oh, yeah, the officials decided this game. It's just not fair because you put too much into it as a player. You put way too much in it as a coach. Man, these coaches get up at 4 in the morning. They're in the office. And they get home at midnight. When you get up at 4, you get home at midnight. If you have children, you don't even see your kids on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You see them Friday, Saturday. And if you play home, you see them on Sunday. And I don't think people realize the sacrifice that goes into it. And then you get an official that's a part-time official giving the game away.
So you think the Cowboys lost because of officiating?
No. They didn't lose because of officiating because they had a chance to win it. It played a role. You'll never blame it on officials ever. But do they play a part in it? I believe they do. Just being a former player, like you, I played with so much, I call it passion. Others might call it aggression.
Right.
Dude, you get on a bad side, oh, it's a wrap. And I know this firsthand. Say something crazy to one of them early in the game, you won't get a call. And they'll let you know that.
Right.
And so I don't know if that any of that took place. But the Cowboys got work to do, man, defensively.
Yeah. Are you surprised that after that 6-1 start and all the talk and buzz about them that they've lost 3 or 4? You remember the game against Denver. I think they were down 30-0 in that game at home against Denver.
You know what's so crazy is because the way the Cowboys, there's no moral victories at all. But the way they played the Bucks, that opening week 1 was like, the Cowboys look good. And so the expectations went through the roof, and then they started to reel off some wins. Defense was playing well. It's just now defensively when the Raiders lose their best player on offense in Darren Waller. He goes out of the game. You think, okay, the Cowboys – figure out a way to stop this. They're going to go to Hunter Renfro, and they're going to try to take shots. It's like, what are you doing defensively? But you got to get the Raiders credit. Gus Bradley has that defense playing well. They pressured Dak the entire game.
And they needed a win big time, right? They were reeling. 3 straight losses, all the things off the field that have happened to the Raiders. So we want to hear from you on this funky Flashback Friday, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And where are the Cowboys for you? I'm calling them frauds. They are who we thought they were. It's the same Dallas Cowboys, that haven't gotten to the NFC championship game since the Louisiana Purchase was signed. I mean, hey, that's how long it feels.
Can a team be a fraud and make the playoffs? They can.
Yeah, I'm talking about for a championship. They've only won like 3 or 4 playoff games in 25 years. That's what I mean.
They're not winning a championship.
Okay, well, I want to know, are they in your top 4? Where are the Cowboys? Is this just a bump in the road? What are your feelings after that loss to the Raiders? We want to hear from you. It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. You there. Stick and stay, America. Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a funky flashback Friday. A Black Friday, in fact. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, yeah, in for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. And yes, we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, where they fit in. That loss they just had to the Raiders yesterday. And don't forget, too, TJ, Darren Waller was missing for most of the game for the Raiders, too, right? One of their best players. So whenever we try to make excuses for teams, everybody's missing people, and that's the nature of football, isn't it?
100%. You're going to have some guys in there. And this is the thing. If you're in the league, you got to be able to get it done. We may not know who you are, but a lot of players that aren't starters – are just as good or better than some of the starters. Just the opportunity isn't
right
there.
And they're waiting.
So, yeah, there's no excuse. The Cowboys, they got to be better.
No doubt. All right, let's get to some calls. Where are you on the Cowboys? I think they're frauds. Are they a top four team in the NFC? Are they below the top four? TJ has them fifth in the NFC. He hasn't given up on them, but where are you? Let's kick it off with Will in Rhode Island. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Will?
Yeah, honestly, I really don't care about the Cowboys. I'm just glad we beat them, you know, because it's Raider Nation, you know. We just got to win, baby. But I just got to say, when it comes to the fouls and the ticky-tack stuff, I mean, the Raiders have been getting jobbed since the 90s, you know, since forever. So, I mean, it just feels good to get one. But as far as those PIs, homeboy number 30, I can't remember his name, but
Anthony,
he should have had three or four more, you know? He couldn't do nothing against the receivers.
Yeah, I was going to say, TJ, he was reckless out there, right? Wasn't he?
I thought three of them were for sure justified.
Thanks, Will.
The last one, he didn't get his head around, but the ball was under – I didn't think it was pass interference. I didn't think the receiver did enough.
Because it wasn't catchable?
I mean, it was somewhat catchable. It was debatable. You can literally call pass interference or holding on the offensive line almost every play.
No, I agree with that.
If you really watch it closely, a receiver is going to get grabbed. Sometimes a receiver is going to push off. You can call it every play. You can call offensive holding every play.
But you also, as a DB, when you're being that reckless and holding on and doing that stuff, and you got three legit, anything that looks fishy, right, you're probably going to get that call against you.
You know what was crazy? It was like he, as a player, you got to understand how the officials are calling the game early. Once you get a couple of those calls early, which he did.
He needs to back off a little.
Dude, it's like you got to tell yourself, okay, they're calling it close. I got to be careful. I can't be handsy as much as I used to be or I want to be. And I got to stop doing this. He just kept doing it. It was like he touched the stove. He realized it was hot. And he went back and touched it again. And then you went back and touched it again. Like, eventually you're going to get burned. And that's what happened. He didn't learn. Understand how the officials are calling the game early. And that they're not going to change. It will tell you how to play the rest of the game. And Marvin Lewis used to tell us that. Guys, well, we got to see how the officials are going to call the game.
And then make an adjustment.
Yeah, he wasn't even talking to me. He was talking to the defense, but I just remember him saying that, and I never forgot that.
Right. All right. How about Jerome in Charleston? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jerome?
Hey, look, Anthony Brown should be like a nickel corner at best. Okay. At best, he's been a weak leg for 2 years. And hey, look, the only thing more overrated than the Cowboys with those CBS predictions yesterday, with especially Nate Burleson, who said, oh, the Cowboys are winning big. He's overrated. CBS pregame show, overrated. Okay,
wow.
I'm not listening to them anymore. Never.
I hear
the Cowboys
you
are overrated. They're not frauds, but they're overrated.
You're a Raider fan?
No, wow. I'm a Cowboys fan, but they're overrated.
Okay. No, I got you. He's frustrated. He said they're overrated. I use the term fraud. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Marty?
Guys, I just want to say I love that last caller. A Cowboys fan?
Yes, he's frustrated.
Admit they're overrated. That's not normal. A Cowboys fan admits that. But I'm with TJ. I got him ranked. Didn't you say five, TJ?
Correct. Yeah, TJ has him five.
I'm with you, TJ. I think they're five in the NFC, but I think that five is out of the contender area. And anybody that dogs the Cowboys is about to really catch it because they've got six more games left. Four of those games are in the division, easy games. Next week, another easy game against the New Orleans team that hasn't played well in a long time. They just have one legitimate game against the Cardinals left in the season. So when they finish off the season strong, we're going to hear, I told you so, I told you so. But TJ knows because he played in a good division his entire career. Being on top of the NFC East right now is not the same as winning a legitimate division.
Right.
And the Cowboys aren't there as a contender yet.
And, Marty, the problem, too, is, and you're right, when you look at the schedule and them piling up some wins, TJ, you don't play those also-rans in the playoffs, though. You know what I mean? Like, you got to play the big boys, and that's where the problem comes in. Let's squeeze in Q in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Q?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Doing good. You?
I'm doing great.
What you got?
Oh, man, I got to say, the Cowboys are super talented, individually, in the positions, and they just don't want to win. I think they're frauds. I would say they're probably six or seven.
Wow. Well, no, I get it. Because when you look at the roster and you look at some of the players, and you look at it and say, why isn't this team better? You know, and I get it when I'm making fun of them that they haven't been to the NFC Championship game since 1996. It's been a long time, and obviously there's a lot of different players and coaches have come through, but the Cowboys have just been totally disappointing when it comes to the postseason or even, you know, they haven't made the playoffs the last couple of years, but in this case, it looks like they got a shot at making it because of, you know, where the division they're coming out of, and they're able to beat the bad teams.
The Cowboys, they're going to get to the playoffs. And the thing is, Micah Parsons is so good rushing the passer. When they get DeMarcus Lawrence back, it's almost that should help them defensively. That should help them putting pressure on the quarterback because without Micah Parsons putting the pressure, they don't get pressure on the opposing quarterback. And they have to figure out what type of defense they want to be, what type of defense they are going to be. Dan Quinn, he comes up under Pete Carroll. You want to play a lot of single high coverage. But if you're getting penalty after penalty, and they're not little 5 and 10-yard penalties. They're 30 and 40-yard penalties. Right. You have to adjust. And that's what I thought they failed to do. He has to understand how the officials are calling the game and don't put his players in that position. Okay, you're not going to make the adjustment, Anthony Brown. I'll make the adjustment for you.
Yep. You're 100%.
And that's what coaches happen. that's what coaches are supposed to do. If they can't replace him and they're not going to replace him, you adjust for him. And that's why you see you're like, "Oh, they're still playing man again? Oh, they're playing man again?"
Right.
Make the adjustment for him, coach.
All right. All right. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Tyler Dragon. He's a USA Today sports reporter who covers the NFL. Our next guest is Tyler Dragon, USA Today sports reporter who covers the NFL. He joins us here on The Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Tyler, welcome to the program. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, thanks for having me on. How y'all doing today?
Doing great. And TJ, you should know that Tyler worked in Cincinnati and covered the Bengals for the Inquirer. So he's got some roots like you.
He's moving on. I actually will be in attendance for the game Sunday.
Oh, will you?
Oh, okay.
Very nice.
It's going to be a big game on Sunday, Bengals versus Steelers. So that's a big one in the AFC North.
That's going to be a good one.
Let's start there. And then we'll get to the Cowboys and something. Where are the Bengals now? I mean, they were riding high when they, you know, they trashed Baltimore. And then after that, things just went haywire. And I mean, where are the Bengals and how much respect should we give them in the AFC?
Well, I want to say haywire because they're still 6-4 in second place in the AFC North when the season
just
started.
Yeah, but they
lost
to the Jets in that. I'm just saying. That's what I meant.
They did. But when the season started, nobody expected the Bengals to be 6-4 at this point in the season. I mean, I have to be honest with you. I had the Bengals winning about 6-7, maybe possibly 8 games. And for them to be have a 6-4 record at this point in the season, that is surprising to me. And second place in the AFC North. Yes, you would like to see Joe Burrow tone down the turnovers a little bit. Their offensive line is still trying to gel together. But that defense has really surprised people. Jesse Bates and those boys have really performed well this season. So the Bengals, they've been a surprise team. Joe Mixon's running good out of the backfield. And for them to be second in that division behind the Baltimore Ravens, they have to feel pretty good about themselves because, I mean, they pretty much control their own destiny. And if the playoffs began today, they would be in there.
It's going to be, for the Bengals, beat the teams you're supposed to beat. Now, let's stand up.
Well, let him beat the Jets.
I mean, it happens. It happens.
All right, I'm just.
It happens. You know, Mike White played out of his mind. He threw four.
Linsanity? Who? Mike White?
He played out of his mind, and he probably won't play that way again. But, hey, he did it against the Bengals. When standing in the AFC, everybody is, oh, the Chiefs are this, the Chiefs are that. The Chiefs win a few games. Oh, the Chiefs are back. I'm not sold that they're back because they're not putting up points like we're accustomed to seeing. What is your take?
I have to disagree with you. I would say the Chiefs are – I won't say they're the team of old. People are figuring out the blueprint to beat the Chiefs and to be in the game with them. You play in that zone coverage, force Patrick Mahomes to dink and dunk down the field, and they've had trouble adjusting to that. But as of late, they've won 4 straight games. They beat the Dallas Cowboys, beat the Las Vegas Raiders, the Packers without Aaron Rodgers. Yes, I know. But in those games, their defense has played a lot better. To hold the Dallas Cowboys to just 9 points. The Raiders have a pretty good offense. They beat Dallas yesterday, and they held the Raiders to 14 points and put up a 41 piece on them. So I would say the Chiefs, they are rounding into form at the appropriate time when the playoffs are just around the corner. And they're actually my team to beat in the AFC right now. They're first place in their division. We all expect them to win their division for a 6th consecutive season. And right now I would have them as probably the best team in the NFL, for sure the best team in the AFC.
Our guest is Tyler Dragon. He is a USA Today sports reporter who covers the NFL. Sunday, big game, the Rams at the Packers. Matthew Stafford's played poorly the last 2 games, 5 turnovers, a couple of pick sixes. Packers lost a close game to the Vikings. They've had some injuries. How big of a game is this for the Rams? And only because they've lost 2 in a row. And they're on the road, and this is another good team, and they've struggled against the better teams in the league.
So this is a huge game for the Rams, but I have to say the odds are stacked against them. First of all, this is the only time this season, the first time all season, they're playing in a game below 40 degrees. Then they're traveling, 2,100 miles northeast to play. And this is a California team. We know California men don't like cold weather. And for them to lose 2 games in a row, they're not playing with the consistency in their offense. Matthew Stafford, as you just mentioned, is not performing at the level we saw him at the beginning of the season. And Green Bay, yes, they just lost against the Minnesota Vikings. But Aaron Rodgers is still playing good. Davante Adams is healthy, playing well. This is going to be a tough game for the Los Angeles Rams, especially playing at Lambeau Field and sub-40-degree temperatures. Those L.A. boys, I'm one of them. We're not. We don't like cold weather. So I do not expect the Rams to go to Lambeau Field and win this game because it's the odds are stacked against them. And the Packers have shown me multiple ways this year to win. When they played the Arizona Cardinals in Phoenix, they really focused on running the football, playing smash mouth downhill football. That's the game they were without Davante Adams. And they ran it right down the Cardinals' throats. And so now with Davante Adams back, they can win in multiple ways, throwing the football with one of the best quarterbacks in the league in Aaron Rodgers and running the football with A.J. Dillon. So I do expect them to, you know, win this game.
All right. His name is Tyler Dragon. Check him out. USA Today, NFL reporter. Hey, Tyler, we appreciate you, my man. Stay well. Keep doing good work.
Thanks for having me on.
Take care, Tyler.
No doubt. Yep, appreciate it. All right, coming up next, it's Shekel City here on The Odd Couple, and I've been getting going through the ringer. But I'll give you some picks. I'm not telling you who to bet on, but I'm telling you who I bet on. That's coming up next. It is The Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America. Thanks for listening to The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, in for Chris Broussard. And TJ, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Are you ready? It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, TJ, Shekel City is not yet sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook, but it will be. And it's been a rough week for me picking NBA games, crazy all over. But here we go. Here are my three picks for this Black Friday.
Hey, Rob, what's your record on the season, though, just with football games? You doing well?
I was doing real well. I'm like at 52%. I've dropped. I was doing like 60. It's been a struggle. But I'm going to give you three games. We're going to do the pigskin pickoff later on in the show after Lamar Mitchell, right, from the MGM Grand. But here we go. All right, I'm going to take Boston -4.5 against San Antonio. That game is in Texas. I'm going to go with Utah over New Orleans, and Utah giving up 10 points. Pelicans, awful. And in the third game, I'm going to take the Lakers -8 against Sacramento. We know there was a coach fired. Luke Walton got the hammer in Sacramento, and now Alvin Gentry's their new coach. So there you go. I got Boston -4.5. I got Utah -10. And then I got the Lakers -8. All right? There we go. All right. I want you to know that I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on. All right, TJ, let me ask you. Michael Irvin was very critical of Amari Cooper for not being vaccinated. Obviously, he's going to wind up missing two games for the Cowboys. And, you know, to lose your top receiver for that. Where are you not just on somebody being vaccinated or not, but the idea that Michael Irvin, you know, ripping on Amari Cooper for not being vaccinated and how he let the team down by not being available.
I mean, I see where Mike is coming from. He's just a different individual. You know, Mike was one of those guys where he's going to do all he can for his team. But Mike wasn't the perfect teammate either when it came to always being available. I mean,
real talk right here. This is real talk.
And so he's done things, it wasn't the same comparison, but there were things that he had done that he wasn't available for his team because it was off the field stuff.
Right.
And so I get where Mike is coming from. It's like, man, one, when these guys miss games for COVID, they're getting paid.
Right.
It's not like they don't get paid. They're getting paid. And so he's of the opinion, if you're making all this money, you need to be available for your team if you can help it. And you can help yourself with this. For whatever reason, Amari Cooper is not vaccinated, I'm not going to get into any of that.
Right. But I mean, people have to make their own choices, but their consequences, and the consequences is that he lost two games this year, right?
Right. And the games he didn't play, they lost both of those games. And I truly believe had he played, they would have had a better chance to win it because in man-to-man coverage, Amari Cooper is a monster.
Right.
Like, he's getting open. That's a fact. You're not strapping Amari Cooper in man-to-man coverage. I don't care who's the DB. And so that within itself would have helped the Cowboys. It's going to be interesting moving forward because if it stays this way, if you test positive, you have to sit out X amount of days.
Right, which could be two games because of the Thursday game in this case, right?
It
wound up being two.
Technically, it was bad timing, but moving forward, are you going to want to pay somebody $20 million a year and they can miss a game that you may need them? Are you willing to do that? And I don't know if teams will be – if you're not vaccinated and you're making $20 million a year, I might just have to let you go and live with somebody else signing you. Those things are going to start to happen, but I get where Mike's coming from, but you got to understand you weren't always available for your team. You didn't always do the right thing for yourself or your team. And so just be careful when you criticize others because of your transgressions as well.
Well, let me ask you this. You follow basketball and you know basketball as well. When I look at the Nets, I think the same thing with Kyrie Irving. Not that he doesn't have a right to do whatever he wants, but they've moved on. They're 14-5, have the best record in the Eastern Conference, right? They win the next game, TJ, they're winning 3 out of 4 games, right? 75%. I don't know if you could play much better than that, can you? Like, you know what I mean? Winning 75% of your games. And it's not about only the Nets and maybe next year or whatever, but what about other teams when it comes to Kyrie not feeling like they can depend on him? Or it's always something coming up. Do you know what I mean? Like, does that hurt? Not just the vaccination, but not being available, or there's always an issue. Could you look at him in a different way?
When you're playing as well as they're playing without him, it's almost you just got to move on now. There's no end in sight. There's no light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
What's the resolution? The laws aren't going to change in New York.
Right, not in New York, right. The mayor's already said that, the new mayor, right.
What's the resolution? Either you come out and say, I'm not getting vaccinated, okay, the situation stays the same, or I am. Like, right. Where is the resolution? Let's figure this out. This is going on too long. Let's get this handled right now.
Yeah.
Get traded to a team that you can play, and you just miss these games in New York and other locations. But we got to figure out a resolution so that we can move forward,
okay,
whether you're with us or not.
Right. All right, coming up, hour number two of The Odd Couple. Is it a big game for Matthew Stafford and the Rams? I went a good TJ's take on this one, playing up in Green Bay. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.